Welcome back to This Week on Channel 9, New Year 2011.
Yes.
You are?
I'm Clint Ruckus.
I'm Dan Fernandez. And we're in our new studio in the background. Things still under construction.
Occasionally we use our laptops or here for head protection.
Yeah, so it should be wonderful.
Yes.
And lots of news going on.
Yes.
Brian Keller is actually in Sandusky, Ohio, probably vomiting on a roller coaster as we speak.
Yep.
So kudos to him for getting paid for that. Big news, though, out of that event is the event being Code Mash.
Yes. Today, Web Matrix 1.0 is released.
Yes. Yeah. So
technically yesterday, based on when the show gets released.
Theoretically.
I know.
Theoretically, yes, I forgot. Thursday versus Friday. Web Matrix, for people who haven't heard, a small download of an app that basically allows you to build custom apps, edit custom apps.
Yep.
Edit apps that you already have, or you know, take some open source application, whether it's in PHP, whether it's in .NET, and actually does all the things that you need to get that app up and running.
Now, when we say some apps, we're talking like WordPress, Joomla,
Drupal, .NET ones as well, like Return Wiki.
There's
.NET Nuke,
BlogEngine.net, I believe,
BlogEngine.net,
is also in there.
Yeah. So a lot of the stuff in there, and some other niceties as well. So
and it's a full-fledged product where you hit deploy, you tell it where to go, and it does everything.
Yeah, it's got built-in things for finding, you know, a hosting site as well.
Yep.
So a lot of cool stuff in Web Matrix, and I think one of the coolest parts is actually building custom websites using ASP.NET, CSHTML, I think it is.
Yes,
or
CSHTML.
HTML. And using the Razor syntax, which I'm sure we'll talk a lot about. But as part of the Web Matrix stack, there's actually a bunch of stuff that announced too, and we'll get to that stuff. But if you haven't yet, you're looking to, you know, just get your site up and running. Web Matrix is the easy way to start.
Microsoft.com WAC web.
Yes. Via web platform
installer.
Web PI.
There's an installer button right on the upper right.
Yes. So, which brings us to Josh Holmes, which gave the keynote, along with Bill Stables and some other folks. I think James Sr. actually did the Web Matrix demo there.
Yep.
So, keynote's available, I think it's under /enter in...
I'm 100% not sure on that.
Yeah, we'll have the URL so you can actually watch it on demand. And I think James is doing an episode of
Yes,
Webcams
you are
Live.
Correct. It is on /enter.
Yes.
I just checked it.
Yes. So we'll have the link so you all can check it out and you can kind of watch through if you're not familiar with Web Matrix or all the different parts of the stack that come with it. So that we'll talk about in 2 seconds. Similarly, Orchard.
Orchard. What is Orchard for the people that don't know? It is a CMS, a content management system. It's open source. It's written by a bunch of Microsoft employees.
Mm-hmm.
It is, like I said, 100% open source. And it's...
Also available via Web PI.
Web PI, and I believe you can even edit it in Web Matrix as well.
Yeah, I think it uses Razor as its view engine.
I believe so, yeah.
Speaking of. And .NET Nuke was talking about some extensibility that you can see in the keynote. There's a lot of people using .NET Nuke, where you can actually have extensions using the Razor syntax.
Yeah.
So a lot of cool stuff, but if you want to go check out the Orchard CMS as well, you know, kudos to Bertrand and Nathan Heskew,
yes.
Old school Channel 9.
Yeah, little give them the Colbert bump.
Yeah. So kudos to those team, and it's all sort of in this day of web platform stuff. Which another point is SQL Compact Edition, SQL CE as it's called,
yes.
Right?
SQL yes. Compact Edition.
So the big thing about SQL Compact Edition is, for people who are familiar with programming, say Access, which is a file-based. Normally, if you had SQL Server Express, you'd have to install SQL Server Express, 50
yep.
meg download, a bunch of things that need to happen, services that need to start, the browser service, the agent service, all these things that need to happen and be turned on. SQL Compact is just a file. So you have a file, you need to copy over stuff, you just copy over that file,
yep.
And you now have access. You can open that database, all the wonderful operations you're used to as a .NET developer, you know, where I can manage tables, all that stuff, whether in Web Matrix or within Visual Studio.
Cool. And then the key difference here between this and, like, full-blown SQL Server is this is meant to, like, you can ship it with your app, and it's very, it just works.
Yeah, and I think another key point is really... You can use SQL CE when you're developing locally, but you know, maybe your hoster supports SQL hosting, or you're using something like SQL Azure. The same database can move amongst them. So you know, when you actually need to scale up, because this isn't really the thing that you'd use for, you know, to run eBay system.
It's
what you'd use to, you know, maybe as a personal dev, so you don't have to install a bunch of stuff on your local.
Or like if you got a cooking program, be like that would be a perfect example.
Everybody loves the cooking with this bakery. Which brings us to Web Development 101, using Web Matrix.
Yes.
So, you are not a web dev, you haven't used Web Matrix.
Yeah, so it basically assumes, you know, if you don't know what CSS is, there's a topic on what's CSS.
HTML, publishing, CE for data.
Yeah, they teach you how to use the concept CRUD, you know, create, retrieve, update, delete. So they'll walk you through creating a full-blown app.
Yeah.
Good job.
Kudos to them. A lot of stuff there. Now, another thing, HTML5 Web Labs.
Yes.
WebSockets. What's this?
So a lot. You guys probably are aware of sockets. So it's fast communication, full duplex goodness.
What are WebSockets?
WebSockets is the way to do this in a website. So rather than having to do HTTP commands or use Comet to have an open connection.
Comet?
Comet is like Ajax like, but allows you to.
Not a plugin.
It's not a plugin. This is
plugin is the other option, right?
But by having sockets, it allows you to do fast communication between two points. And WebSockets is this draft. It's not a standard, it is draft. Certain browsers already have it. And this is a way to show how to do it, and it gives IE9 the ability to do WebSockets by downloading and installing this. And
they have some sample that basically
shows... Yeah, it's a chat program, so they have a service in the background that then does the talking.
It's cool.
So, yeah, it's definitely cool.
For people looking to experiment, HTML5 Labs, and they have another one, IndexedDB, so people should check out these, especially as HTML5 Labs is the home of prototypes of experimental or unstable web standard specifications.
Yeah, be aware, it is, you're living by the sword here.
Yeah, yeah.
But so, it's cool stuff.
Reflector, yes. Greg Duncan.
Greg Duncan, friend of the show, brought this up. For those who don't know what Reflector is, this is like one of the few tools every .NET dev should have on their machine. It lets you figure out what's going on in assemblies and lets you go in and view the source code of that assembly. Very, very powerful for debugging and checking stuff out. And this is the new version.
It includes
beta.
The Jason Haley power command, which has a bunch of cool stuff, like opening up an embedded resource in Paint. So, like, say if somebody includes a bunch of JPEGs for the image, you can open that in Paint.
Unless you use Link, I believe.
Yeah, for a loaded assembly. So you can, you know, query away on what's going on.
So,
lots of cool stuff. Definitely check this out.
Cool.
So, Phil Hack
has uploading packages to the NuGet gallery.
Yeah, so NuGet gallery is like the one repository hub. Hub seems to be the latest word.
Package hub.
Package hub.
It's not an app hub. It's a package hub.
Yeah, it's a package hub. God, that sounds terrible. So NuGet being the place where people can package stuff up, and so you can easily get
Elma Ruby
library.
Gems.
Yeah, Ruby Gems is a good example. So this is one repository. They started the NuGet gallery. Phil goes through how to actually upload stuff, and the cooler part, which is how to do it automatically.
Yeah,
so you can actually use an API to do it from the command line.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So Razor, once again, Phil Hack goes in, basically gives everyone a Rosetta Stone from how to do it in the web forms way of the world to now the if you choose to use the Razor syntax and how to do it.
Yeah.
It's, you know, the difference between the two, it just takes a bit of getting used to, but by having this, to me, makes night and day difference.
Yeah, the one thing Phil didn't talk about, and his view of the world is obviously MVC developers. The other view of the world is probably more the beginners that are doing that CSHTML view.
Yeah.
Is the be-all and all, the one repository for web helpers, the things that allow you to do. And you can see some of the demos from James Sr. in that keynote where it's like PayPal, pay this person.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Facebook.
ReCAPTCHA.
Facebook.like.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a bunch of those that are built in that are either third party or come in the box. I want to see the one quick reference for those as well.
But
I,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, because it would be nice. But this is great for anybody doing Razor, whether you're on either side of that house.
Yep.
So, picks of the week.
Picks of the week.
So, my pick is actually Rick Strahl. I hope I got his name right. Has shown how you can take the Razor engine, which doesn't have dependencies on ASP.NET, and actually use it for templating in non-web applications.
This is a total abuse of just because they wanted to do it.
You think? Say I'm a Razor developer, and I have, you know, his example is you have documentation.
Yeah, and I gave it crap. It is a 100% useful thing. I can totally see actual uses for this. I was just making fun of the...
But you can imagine, having something where you don't have a dependency on a browser, you want to take a site offline or something, like, plug in Razor engine and you can do everything. So if you think of it as just a general purpose templating engine, not even just HTML, obviously I think HTML is the simplest example, but this is badass. And he goes in a bunch of detail, and he actually has a wrapper library that shows you exactly how to do it. So kudos, this is cool. So what's your pick of the week, Ben?
So my pick of the week is let's go old school with some nerd merit badges.
So these are like Boy Scout badges, it's for nerds.
Yeah, okay. So they have nice little Velcro on the back, and get a little sash for your laptop. And they have stuff like zero inbox. Are you a full web stack developer? Have you committed any stuff to open source projects?
So I wasn't familiar with the full stack term before, other than, you know, there's the show, which is
well,
full
that's
stack.
Where I learned the term from, actually, was the full stack.
Yeah, and a lot of times people think about that as the full Microsoft stack, but it's really, you know, it can be just the person that does web
LAMP.
Design.
LAMP is an example.
Well, no, it can be you do design, UX, JavaScript, and dev stuff, and database stuff, and everything. So it's like the UX person plus the object person plus the database person all kind of stacked together.
And my personal favorite is the family tech support badge, where basically, as every nerd knows, you're kind of screwed because your family will always ask you questions.
Yeah, I've had that. I'd actually love it if you could submit your own, and then actually make them, and people have, and so you could see like which one would be valuable. Like, what would be a cool nerd merit badge? It would be like they mentioned Boing Boing, but you know, being, you know, having an app on Engadget or Gizmodo or something like that.
I still actually go to Slashdot, and that still would be really cool.
I think YouTube star, if you hit like a million views.
Front page YouTube.
Oh my God, he's trying to get credit. He's on the front page of YouTube. It's a little embarrassing. So put it out there, and thanks everyone. Hopefully people will play with some cool new technology, and see you soon.